whatever the fuck.
Bruh, 260.
Bruh, and that shit had no taste, no smell. It just looked purple. For an
ounce? 260 for an ounce?
Yes, bro. When I say I was so fucking pissed, nigga, I wanted to rob his ass, yeah, bro.
That same way I felt about Cooley when he fucking sold that fake ass cereal milk.
And it's just like, bro, how do you expect niggas not to want to rob you after some shit like that? Like, yeah, come God. On, bro. And that's not God. Even being an asshole.
You just think this shit's sweet at this point.
You got me fucked up. You think I'm just Mr. Finesser?
Yeah,
like, what? I got lame-ass niggas tatted on my forehead. What the fuck?
Green-ass niggas.
Got me fucked up in this bitch.
Yeah, I do be feeling tried, bro.
Like, yes,
nigga,
bro.
My uncle still skipped my ass, though. And I'm like, man, shoot, you lucky you my uncle, my nigga.
Oh, jeez. Yo, it was one time, bro, Pharaoh, he tried me on some shit, bro. He was just on some, bro, you know, he owed me like an extra $20. I was like, you know what, fuck it, you know, it's cool, don't even worry about it. He was like, yeah, you know, something about a convenience fee or some shit like that. What? And going to the ATM fee. I'm just like, all right, hold up.
All right, get my $20.
Like, nigga, nah, I pulled up on him because I was already going to get some shit, and I was just, what, as soon as he got to the car, I'm like, nigga, I really feel like you trying me right now, bro. I'm like, look, I fuck with you. I ain't trying to come at you on some, like, aggressive-ass energy and nothing like that. But I real did feel like you trying me. And the only reason why I'm talking to you right now is because I fuck with you. So he was like, bro, how you think I'm trying you? I'm like, nigga, what the fuck you mean?
You come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding.
And telling me that you don't got the birds that I asked for. And you talk about some, you want a convenience fee, nigga? Like, what the fuck you
lucky
mean?
I don't whack you right now.
Oh, God. Like, what? You lucky the Godfather not here right now to see this shit. Like, the fuck you mean? Then this nigga gonna text me later. Oh, bro, I read that shit. You know what? My bad, bro. I probably did come off a little too petty. Like, bro, if you don't get the fuck out of here, that condescending ass shit. What's the fuck with you? Asshole. Shit. Now that that's out the way, welcome to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. Y'all already know who the fuck it
probably
is.
Probably not going to start the podcast off like that. We just going to go straight into the intro.
Hell yeah, nigga. Like, look, we both ain't got shit, nigga.
Yeah, oh God.
But welcome to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. Y'all already know who the fuck it is. It's your boy, Jew, a.k.a. the Granny Slayer, Panty Player, and also the Auntie Taker. All right, so make sure she leave a light on for a young nigga. And I also got my main man.
It is your boy, Nate, on the mic. And welcome to the motherfucking podcast.
Yeah,
so we like 2-3 days removed from our last podcast. So needless to say,
we ain't got shit.
Ain't much went on in this past 3 days. Yeah, so we just gonna be shooting the shit, man. I hope y'all enjoy it. Me personally, I think our conversations is like way more entertaining when we are just shooting the shit. Just because we can be more ourselves, you know what I'm saying?
Oh God. Why this ain't a subscriber episode, it's just a regular episode.
Yeah, it's just a regular episode.
So yeah, we ain't going, you know.
I just can't, like, I mean, one day we got to allocate time for it. Subscriber episode, for sure. It's just we don't make money for it right now, so I don't really feel the need to put energy out there for it.
Yeah.
But, of course, we have to shout out our sponsor, What's the Scenario?
A hip-hop card game for all ages, 14 through 40. If you from up north, you're going to definitely love this game. If you from down south, you're going to love this game. Midwest, East Coast, it don't matter. If you enjoy the culture of hip-hop, you will enjoy this game, all right? It's a hip-hop-based card game for all ages, so definitely use our code SSL in the link. SSL podcast in the link for free shipping when you order yours. And let them know the boys over here at Short Story Long sent you.
Okay, so boom. I hate that I talked to you about white man can't jump already. Because
white man can't jump.
You know, the funniest part about that movie is the racial stereotypes, like, on both ends. on both ends. Like, I think I have a dark sense of humor. So, like, when Jack Harlow makes pseudo racist jokes, I guess this shit is fucking hilarious to me, dog.
Wait, what you mean?
What's great about that? I'm gonna get to that, but what's great about that movie though is how people of different cultures can like come together. It's like, you know, you haven't watched Power for real, but you know 50 Cent's son in Power, like, you know what he looked like.
Yeah,
so he's the main character as well as Jack Harlow. And, you know, the start of the movie, it was like, you know, the cliche against therapy in the black community. And it's like, nigga, like, what are you doing, Jack Harlow? Jack Harlow's like, nigga, y'all can't see me, but he's like meditating and shit. And they're like, what the fuck going on?
Wait, what? You doing this in the hood?
Yeah, right. And then towards the end of the movie, though, like, the black dude is like meditating and shit. And he's like, nigga, is you meditating? He ain't saying nigga, but did you meditate? He's like, I guess so. And it was just like, if it wasn't nigga being said so many times in that movie, and like, you know, some kind of, I guess, adult themes, that would be like a fucking good ass Disney movie, I think. Like, straight up though, it was cliche, but it was still like a good movie. And that's, you know, that's kind of rare, being cliche in a good movie. Cause like that other basketball movie, bro, I don't know if you've seen that. It was fucking ass.
Wait, what's it called?
I forgot what it was called. That's how ass it was. Like, it wasn't memorable at all. Right.
Okay. Who?
I knew it had a Sleepy Hollow song in it. I forgot the name of that song too. But it was Deep a part of the. No, it wasn't called that. No. What's it? He's like, you know, I get worse before I get better. Yeah. Just holding my head up. Yeah. But it was a fucking trash movie.
Oh, y'all can't even see my face. I wish I could see his shit.
Long story short, it was a fucking ass movie. And it was mainly because it was so cliche. But I think this movie, White Man Can't Jump, found a way to, you know, still have those cliche storylines, you know, where the dad dies, where the big game is happening, and, you know, and they ultimately come out with the win. And then, like, yeah, like those type of plot lines. But it still ended up being an interesting movie. I suggest y'all watch that. I was shitting on it because Jack Harlow, and like, it's a remake. I also have a bias against remakes because they usually ass.
Yeah,
end up being really good, man. Check that movie out.
Fuck that movie, nigga. You need to hop out. That movie's nuts. What are you talking about?
It was a good movie.
Oh, it wasn't, nigga. It was just a racist ass movie.
True. Like, yeah, you can also say that.
Hey, nah, for real.
Perspective is everything, because it's straight racism all through that.
I haven't seen the movie. I've heard about it, so I will definitely take a look at it.
Yeah, it's on Hulu, so y'all can just go check that out.
Oh, shit. I'll definitely go look at that shit. Yo, you need to start watching Rick and Morty, my nigga.
I'll check it out.
Like,
I have no reason to go, like, to not watch it. I haven't watched much of it to have a real formulated opinion on it.
Look, I just finished watching season 6. I ain't gonna cap to you, my boy.
Fire.
Shit was fire.
It's one of those shows you gotta watch it in, like, chronological order.
Yeah, and it's like, you gotta understand the lore as well. Like,
lore?
Yeah, not saying you have to, but the more you watch the show, the more you'll understand the lore about it, because it's like, it has a lot of different layers in between the show.
Okay, that's different, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, with that being said, how could you even, like, well, you know, not you, but when we was having that conversation with Sorry, Not Sorry, it's like, it's not really a comparable show at that point.
Oh, you're talking about the South Park?
Yeah, South Park and Rick and Morty, yeah.
Shit.
It's not really a
fair comparison. Well, with South Park, there's still layers to that show, but it's just extra sci-fi with Rick and Morty. I'll say that.
I don't think there's much layers to South Park. It's just, it's like Family Guy, but I guess the comedy style is different. And, you know, obviously the animation style is different. But that's really the biggest difference. They both kind of social commentary adult cartoons, in my opinion, South Park and Family Guy.
No, you got a point. You got
if
a
there's
point.
Like, you know, timeline shifts and, you know, lore and shit with Rick and Morty, that's a kind of a different show, just with dark, I mean, with adult themed jokes.
So, top 3 adult cartoons or adult animated shows.
Top 3
of all time. You know, we're gonna do five.
Okay, because 3 is pretty easy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put one in there that probably don't deserve to be in there.
Okay.
But, you know, I gotta show us some love because nobody talk about it.
Okay.
So there's South Park. There's Family Guy.
Okay.
Futurama. Nobody talks about Futurama.
Futurama was good as fuck, though.
It was, but nobody talk about it.
Yeah,
actually, shit. I'm putting Futurama at 5. What's that show? I think it was on Adult Swim. It was like a devil or some shit, and they was like an underworld. Motherfuckers had fangs. Damn, what the fuck is that shit called? I mean, horns.
Not Metalocalypse.
No. I never liked that show.
prison.
No, not that one. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, though. China, Illinois. I think it's like you got Down syndrome. Like, straight up. Missing a chromosome. I was thinking that when I was younger, too. Like, why they get him to sound like that? Like, but no, it wasn't that one, though.
Okay.
I forgot what it was called. Shit, man.
Damn, dog.
Well, if it's not that, it's going to be the one on Comedy Central with the fake Superman and Foxy Brown.
Oh, Drawn Together,
yeah. Okay. That's number four. Number three. Number four. And number five is also Futurama. I don't know if I said that already.
Yeah, you said Futurama.
Yeah. Number four. Could we consider anime in this? Because they have, like, gore and stuff like that. It could be, like... I guess it wouldn't. It's not funny or nothing. So that's
it's just an adult
animation. Yeah, it's probably in a different list then. Because
if we're gonna do that, then you gotta add like Afro Samurai and that movie.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah. Let's not do that. I don't want to put American Dad on that list because it really just wasn't that funny.
It's lackluster.
Yeah, it's mid. Like it's just mid.
Where's Squidward?
Up, classic Simpsons. Even though I'm not personally the biggest fan of Simpsons, but it's a classic. Like
we Simpsons ain't that. Look. In my opinion, if it was Simpsons, is definitely like
nope. Take the Simpsons off.
Okay.
One, South Park. Two, Boondocks.
Oh,
three, Family Guy.
Damn.
Four, Drawn Together. Five, Futurama.
Okay. So top five of all time. Shit. Boondocks. I completely forgot about that one.
Like, it's the most relatable, like, one for black people, I think.
Oh, this one that came on Comedy Central, Ugly Americans.
That's what it was. It was on Comedy Central. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what you was looking for.
Yeah, with the fucking.
Yeah, that shit was, good. Yes. Definitely a classic. What else? King of the Hill. That's three.
I respect that. It's also a classic, but I was never a big fan.
I know. South Park, definitely. Facts, yeah. You know, South Park is just... South Park's
so goated. Right? Yeah, it's so goated, bro.
And...
Legit.
I gotta think about this one. Like, number five. Because I want to say Rick and Morty, but... I gotta give it to something else. I'm not doing Family Guy.
You ain't put Family Guy on the list at all?
No.
Damn.
Because Family Guy, it's in everybody's top five.
If that's your logic, I respect it.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I'm putting it there. Like, because Boondocks is barely in anybody's
Because Family Guy kind of got to be in the top five when you think about
it. Yeah, but Family Guy is like the godfather of this shit.
Yeah, so
it's
exactly.
It's like without them, just like South Park, but at the same time... South Park is like the Mad TV and Family Guy is SNL.
That's not a bad comparison. I don't completely disagree, but I do think like South Park is sort of a pioneer in this too. Like
because it's like they're pioneering for like raunchy comedy.
Yeah. And then like practically any new show coming up, any new adult show coming up, they take an inspiration from Simpsons. Family Guy, South Park.
I gotta put Futurama in there though. Honorable mention, Futurama.
Nobody talk about it, and it's super long running too. Yes. It's been on for a long time.
Yes, and the dude that played that did the voice for Bender, he does so many voices behind the scenes, bro. Uncle Iroh from Avatar, Jake from Adventure Time. Gears of War 3 or Gears of War, like the whole series. He was the voice of Marcus.
What?
Yes. Shit. Yes, that dude. Damn. Yes. John DiMaggio. He's putting in that work. Yes. Why do you think I want to do voice acting or like try to get into that shit? Like, yeah. That's what it's like. Niggas don't know, but then it's like once they know, it's like, oh shit.
Nigga, he did everything.
Oh, just like Kratos from God of War.
Yeah.
It was the dude that played in Living Single. He had dreads.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I immediately knew who he was talking about too.
Yeah. So it's like, I know that was random.
I wouldn't have imagined that one.
Yes. But
you talking about the dark skinned nigga, right?
Yes. Kyle.
Yeah. What? That's so wild. Like, I can't even see him doing that voice.
I'm trying to think.
Oh yeah, it's one more.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The PJs.
Ooh, yeah, that the PJs. Was a good one.
That was that's a classic. Yeah, that's a classic. I forgot about that one actually. I was trying to make sure I had something in my bag to where it was like,
ain't nobody
old enough to where nobody really remembers. Not unless you just, if you know, you know. Yeah. Right?
That's another OG. OG show.
Yeah. So I just recently told my aunt about the podcast and stuff.
Damn! Just recently?
Yeah. No, I think I told her before, but she just didn't really pay attention. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, like she was like, "Send me a link. You know, what do y'all get? What do y'all be talking about?" I was like, "You know, we talk about hip hop, current events, stuff like that. Most, basically, you know, we just be shooting the shit." But I didn't say shooting the shit. And she was like, "Okay, yeah, you know, just send it to me." I was like, "Who? Are you sure about that? You gonna see like the uncensored side of your nephew?" She was like, "I listen to cussing all the time, but it's not about the cussing, it's the message." I'm like, "Shit."
But it's not just cussing. Like, bro, when I was talking to my mom about the podcast, I was like,
"That little black thing, that little black star thing."
I was talking to my mom about the podcast, I was like, "Yeah, I'm like super self-conscious now that I know that you was like watching my shit." She's like, "Oh, I don't care about cussing." I'm like,
"Motherfucker,
it's not even like
it ain't even like that." Nah. Yeah, excuse me, I'm sorry, you know, Mama Nate. we not gonna drop names, you know, on the podcast, but you know, I'm sorry, Mama Nate, you know, for all the cussing.
I mean, yeah, like, cussing is one thing because everybody cuss like straight up. Like, yeah. Oh, my whole family is Christians, but we all cuss. Same. Like, same. Yeah.
Well, shit, they don't all cuss. Like, it's only like the younger generation.
Yeah, facts, and not even just younger, but you know, even 35, even the 40-year-olds is cussing. It's more like the 50, 60-year-olds that's not cussing.
Yeah, like my uncle, he'll tell me, "Don't be cussing around your like in front of your aunties and stuff. It's called respect." In my head, boy, fuck these people. Like, nah, damn, I'm the same they'll way, be though. Around. No. I look at it as, bruh, I'm a whole goddamn adult, okay?
Yeah, like, but fuck so, out of here. Like, you cuss the majority throughout your life. So.
Like, I'm not going to sit here and like just cuss in front of them. Yeah. Nah, like, I'm just saying, like, in the back of my head, that's what I'd be thinking. Like, man, fuck out of here. Nah,
I'm grown, nigga. I'm a grown man.
Nigga, stop playing with me. I'm going to hop off my meat. But then it's just like, alright,
I mean, like, it's just, I mean, you can cuss any point in your life, so.
Yeah. It's just, if I ain't got to cuss for like an hour or so, it's like,
yeah, it's, you know, like, yeah, whatever.
I'm probably going to slip up with like a damn or an ass.
Damn. I don't think damn is a cuss word, though.
It shouldn't be.
Yeah, I think at least in Christian communities or families.
Damn, hell, and ass. No, it's still considered a bad word, quote unquote.
Yeah, I thought because it was in the Bible that it wouldn't be considered a bad word.
Shit, I don't know.
Damn, hell.
That's my argument, damn it.
Yeah, whatever, though. It don't matter.
Yo, so, I just recently...
Okay. I'm
random. So, let me ask you. How would you feel if your significant other said, "I feel like I'm not in a relationship with a real man"? How would you handle that?
Okay, so, being as transparent as possible, that would hurt my fucking feelings.
Yeah.
That's
real.
Like, straight up, like, that would hurt my feelings. I would try to get to the bottom of why. And sometimes females be right sometimes, bro. Like, they don't just be coming out their ass and saying shit. So she got a reasoning, and I try to get to the bottom of what that is. But I respect communication and straightforwardness more than anything. So if you tell me that, I respect you way more than you just falling out of love with me because you have this, you know, feeling that you in a relationship with somebody that's not a quote unquote man. So, I mean, you know, I respect it. It hurt my feelings. I try to get to the bottom of it, see if I can change, see if she just bullshitting, and boom.
No, that's real shit. That's real shit. Look, because I've seen that online.
Hold on, I got to cut you off. I got a fucking dry ass mouth right now.
Cotton mouth. What? God damn.
I originally got that shit from like from everybody at Chris. He said I'll be black.
Shout out to everybody's Chris, but that was such a good show growing up.
Yeah, it really was. Bruh, I finally got this. This is gonna spark just a whole nother story. But regardless, so I saw that somewhere on the internet. Like, I think it was on YouTube or some shit. One of these, like, Manosphere channels and shit. And a woman actually said that, you know, came out and was saying that to one of these talk show ladies that be doing, like, little lives and shit. Like, it was on a clip. How with her man, she feels like, oh, financially, he might not be there. Or when they start a family, he might not be able to uphold the financial role in the household. And so I'm looking at that like, well, damn, I respect you for telling him, but what are you going to do to help him change it? Or do you feel that he's not trying to change it?
First of all, that's a good synopsis, too. It's like, yeah, you could just say, you know, I don't feel like I'm in a relationship with a real man. But, you know, as a woman, I think you should play that supporting role in helping him figure it out and not just chastising him. Like, I also believe that, okay, let's sit down, let's talk about it, let's understand what the fuck you mean. Like, not facts. What the fuck I can do, what the fuck you can do. Like, it just, that needs a conversation rather than just you not doing good enough. Cause that, like, even when we had this conversation before where I was criticizing you on something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, after, you know, looking back at it, I'm like, oh, I just told you this shit was ass.
Just like, that was just an ass. We ain't putting them shits out. I'm just like,
yeah.
Well, damn.
Yeah. Oh, shit, nigga. That nigga said $3.
Nigga, I hit it a blunt.
$3 is crazy, dollar.
$3.
That's all I got. I'm like
$40 and people on me right now. So tough. Okay.
Wow.
Wow. And it
really ain't
$3
either. It's
$280. Oh my god. Bro, you just tried your ass. I ain't gonna lie.
That ain't trying no. Nigga,
you just tried the shit out of me.
Yeah, you just slowly, you know, bro. You know what you did. You dead ass did this. He was like, "You got some weed to sell? Yeah. Right, what you do for $3? All right, it's not even $3. It's $2. Like, that's what you just did.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, yeah, but
nah. Get to say that ye shit, bro.
That's crazy. That nigga just that's so crazy.
Shit, nigga. What? Damn, that's worse to get, like, that's worse than, hey, where you at? You missing me? Get high right now. Like, what the fuck?
Fuck is we even talking about? Oh, yeah, we was talking about,
Yeah, you fucking up the feng shui right now, right? Yeah, because we only got, like, a limited time, so just give us a minute, nigga. I just said that. What the fuck you mean? Like, I just said it. I hate repeating myself.
Nah, you mean like, okay. Yeah, he didn't like, he didn't say that. I just did. Oh shit, bro. I wish this was in video, bro. It'd be times like this where like,
yeah,
I'm like, damn.
I know. I already know, nigga. Alright, well, you gonna sit your ass down or something, nigga?
Yeah, cause I don't really like niggas standing over me.
Yeah, like.
Unless I'm facing him.
Yeah. Nigga, you don't even got $3.
Facts, nigga.
It's 5 cents out.
Damn.
Shit.
Damn.
So, nigga, what you gonna do about this? Like, you gonna sell him it? You gonna tell him no? Okay. So, you know what it is. You can sit down though, cause I don't like this feeling. All right. So, boom. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. I don't know. This nigga just like fucked up.
We talking about
shit.
Oh, yeah. I was telling you that shit was just straight fucking ass. And I thought about it. I'm like, well, this is not constructive criticism. This is just fucking criticism. Yeah, like
this nigga's just digging in.
Yeah, like, I'm just fucking roasting you. Like, it should be a real, like, communicative, like, effort. Like, you need to try to explain what you mean.
Yeah.
Instead of, because if I just hear that with no explanation, it's like, damn, you just dogging my ass. But like,
well, shit, how the fuck am I supposed to get better?
Yeah, bro? I don't even know what the fuck I did wrong. I'm just ass.
Like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, so it needs to be a sit down situation. But sometimes women not wrong when they feel stuff like that. Like, it's not always just like the man, let the manosphere tell it. It's not always just fucking, you know, them feeling entitled or anything like that. Sometimes the man do be lacking.
Yeah, no, that's some real shit.
And it is her job to tell him that.
No, that is some G shit. That's also, just to piggyback off of that, self-reflection is definitely important as well. Like, just as a man, you need to look at yourself in the mirror, or at least start writing down certain things about yourself so you can truly see where you need to improve on, or at least ask the people around you that will be transparent with you.
Yeah.
What are some things that I need to improve on, or be objective with me? Where is something that I'm lacking?
Yeah, or that's just some real shit. And start having people that would even do that. Having people... Perhaps. You know, there's some people that's just friends, and it's just that there's no deeper, like, relationship behind it. It's just like,
nah, any facts.
We just chill and we just,
like, that's
laugh.
It.
Like, you know, like, that's our relationship. So,
like, shit, I ain't gonna cap, bro. The older I get, the more it's starting to be like that. Cause on a consistent basis, it's really like you that I talk to, like, you know, blah blah blah, because we do this whole podcast and shit. Yeah. Like Dion, but you know, he's a family man, so he also has to take care of his wife, kids, blah 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 blah. And everybody else that was close then moved like fucking states away. Yeah, that, so it's like, bruh, damn, your circle get like small as shit.
And when you get older, like, yeah, facts. Damn. It does.
Zoe Uber driving from here was Dion.
From here?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Wild.
But
I bet you that was a weird ass conversation.
I fucking hate having friends that it's no real purpose. Like, we just chill, laugh, play video games, and that's it. Like, nigga, I'm about to be fucking 25, bro. Like, damn, bro, time is going by fast as shit. Like,
nigga, I remember when I was 25, bro.
Bro, I remember when I was 21.
That's, man, like, I missed that shit, like, bro. Oh, man.
Nigga,
it's
what?
Like, it's like I missed it, but I don't really miss it because, look, this is just a side note. I saw my aunt. She's in her 60s, all right? Like damn near mid-60s, and she looked like she in her 40s.
That's good.
I'm like, damn.
Like, don't crack, bro.
I'm like, I'm glad, nigga.
Until it, you know, inevitably cracks.
Nah. Only time it cracks is when you do crack.
I read like shit. Well, don't get me wrong, there's some 70-year-old black women that look like they in their 50s, 40s. Oh,
yeah.
But then there's, on the other end, there's 70-year-old black women that look fucking terrible. But
yeah, because they be smoking like blacks in Newport.
You're probably right. I don't have any evidence to support
Cisco
that, but
you
probably right on that.
Cisco, the hypnotic fuck is Cisco? Mixing that shit. It's like a
shit sound nasty as fuck.
It is.
I thought you were talking about a thong song, Cisco.
Never that. But yeah, nah, it's some Ripple. That's what it was. Yeah.
That shit sound even worse.
It is. It's like a malt liquor, I think. It's some old head shit.
Yeah, you said hypnotic with it, so I imagine, yeah.
Yeah. You ever had, like, hypnotic?
Yes, that shit's ass.
Yeah, mix it with, like, some Henny, nigga, and Incredible Hulk. Yeah, that's fire. I ain't gonna cap. That shit kind of fire. That's the one old school drink that I'm just like, you know what? I'm fucking with it.
What about Bloody Mary?
Nah.
Shit. Can I smoke with y'all?
Hell nah.
What do you mean? Like, damn. That's a good topic, though. About the, you know, woman telling her man that.
Yeah. Because shit, it's like,
some niggas got fragile egos, though. Like, that might ruin a relationship. Like, shit, this bitch don't respect me. I'm about to go cheat on her.
Shit, look. And I hate, because I don't want to, like, personalize this or project it. But shit, that's kind of low-key what I'm in right now. And it's like...
She told you that, or you just feel like she feels that way?
Nah, she said that.
Oh.
Yeah, damn. So it's like, well, shit.
So what'd you say? You was like, well, bitch, I, look, fuck you.
Nah, I'm just like, I said, okay. I didn't have what? The energy to...
I get that bag. Though. Sometimes, like, yeah, as I'm a man, you're like, bro, I'm not in even in that mood. Like,
yeah. And then once I was, she was like, oh, now you want to be, now you sound like an asshole. I'm like, nigga, you just said some shit to that offended me, and you ain't even trying to explain yourself, okay? And I'm like, okay. Well, that's your opinion. I pay my bills.
But okay, so do you care about the relationship, though?
At this point, no.
Is it because she said that, though? Because you was just a couple days ago was like...
Yeah.
Bro, I genuinely in love
with
her.
This is like the second... Bro, this is like the third time. Well, not... Yeah, this is like the third time my, like, pride has been hurt. And I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm not letting...
Like, pride is just a feeling, though. Did you ever get to the bottom of why she said it?
It's a part of me that wants to have that conversation because, you know, that's the mature side, the one that's like, okay, let's actually analyze this shit and see where is it coming from. And then you got, you know, pride. The it's ego, just like, nigga, fuck that. Fuck this bitch.
You do get what bitches. The fuck you mean.
Oh, jeez. Like, nigga, you do what the fuck you're supposed to do. You pay your bills. Even if they're like 2 days late or some shit, you still pay your fucking bills, okay? Like, get the fuck out of here. So
I think that's just a pride problem, bro. Like, I feel like you genuinely care about the relationship, otherwise you wouldn't be talking about you genuinely in love with her. And the only thing you did say was that you won't marry her, which does not, you know, count out a long-term relationship, which has already been, nigga, it's practically been that long, like 4 years or what?
Fuck all that, nigga.
Yeah, it's been a long ass fucking time.
Yeah,
I think your just ego just hurt because you feel like you're doing all the right things and she telling you no, you're not, and that hurts.
But it's like, here's the thing, every move she makes is literally just her, which is like, it's easier to move when it's just you and you don't have to consider anybody else. I just can't do that. I just can't move that's just considering me, and that's just it. No, I got my mom. I'm staying at home right now. Before then, it was my sister and my niece and shit. Shit, I have to take in consideration. Like, just certain moves, not all moves.
But that could
moves.
Be a conversation. And at the same time, dude, yo, you definitely do have to, I mean, it sucks to say, but you got to get out of there and, you know, be your own man. Otherwise, a lot of women look at you like that.
I give a fuck.
You gonna give a fuck. gonna give a fuck, dog.
The only reason why I'm saying I don't give a fuck is because I've seen, and this is only because I've been dating and shit like that, like, you know, being around a bitch, blah 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 blah. Out of 10 bitches, 3 of them probably got the on spot.
So you arguing that women don't want things that they can't provide? What are you talking about?
No, I'm not saying that.
That's what they want. They want niggas that got a spot, even if they don't have a spot. That's what? Common sense.
Obviously, nigga. Like, no.
So what's your point?
I'm saying, fuck, you fucked me up there, all right? Cause,
that point made no sense. Bro, it don't matter if they got a spot or not. They gonna want a nigga with a spot. Long term, at least, like, I mean, you just fucking these hoes, but we talking about long term relationships, which is why I'm asking you, do you care about the relationship? Because I know if Shania told me that shit, I'm like, damn. First of all, I'm hurt, like I said before, because I hurt any man's pride, but I would want to see why she's saying that, because I actually care about the relationship. It sounds like you just really hurt, and you know that you can fuck with other bitches, and you can deal with a different crazy. You don't have to deal with this shit. So it's easier to exit than it is to sit there, figure it out. It's always easier to quit. So that's what I feel like you're doing right now, which is childish. I mean, I'm calling it like I see it. That's childish. And it actually, it's crazy because when you said, like, how you reacted when she said that, and it kind of goes to her point that she doesn't feel like she's in a relationship with a man, because you just be like, okay. And it's just kind of like, basically neglect what she said. So I mean, I think you handle it improperly, and if you care, you'll figure it out.
Shit, I guess I just don't care.
Yeah, probably.
Well, fuck it, I guess I'm childish. It is what it is.
No, you handled it childishly. That's what that was. Okay.
I'm just tired of fighting, dude.
But you gotta fight for love.
What the?
I'm okay. God, bro. Like, bitches, you got... Well, bitches... No.
Like, look, only reason why I say that is... I'm trying to figure out my own life, and you want me to help you figure out your life as well, or at least add on to yours, but yet you're barely adding on to mine. Which, in all honesty,
yeah,
in the natural
just
order...
Not be together then at that point. I was just you fucking... Nigga, you like 27, right?
Yeah.
No dig or nothing, but like, nigga, you don't need to be with somebody that's not adding on to your life anyway, so... Yeah, facts.
That bitch ain't benefiting you.
Shit, even not even just bitches, but just friends too. Like, yeah. Nigga, if the friends not add anything to your life, and we going on 30, shit, we, because 5 years really fast as fuck.
Facts.
Nigga, fuck that. Like, all the relationships got to be cut off.
Nah, that's real. That is.
It's sad to say, but a relationship ain't shit but business.
I hate to agree with you, but you're right.
I agree. I agree probably 75%, you know. The other side is like humans in our nature is not, we don't like being lonely, bro.
The other side is
we want companionship.
And a nut. So, yeah.
That's the other side.
Yeah, facts. That's another thing too. Yeah. But we want companionship. Humans we not creatures that's designed to be alone. Like even introverts like company sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
It's like out of like 2 months, bro. You'll see him probably like twice. Maybe
yeah,
times.
But you will see me though. Like I ain't being alone all the time. That shit make you go insane.
Bro. Yeah, I'm glad.
I hate that you made that so personal, Brian. This shit just turned into like a therapy session.
But well, nigga, I ain't mean to. But it's like I was running out of shit to talk about.
Hey, you know what? I'll take that back.
Like, hey,
yeah,
man,
I ain't got shit to talk about either. So. Yeah, we just shooting the shit then, like
you
said.
Did talk about how P snitched?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we are. Nigga, nobody
like weeks
give a
ago.
Fuck about that.
Facts, I don't. I personally don't.
Damn, it been out that long?
I think so. I like a couple weeks ago, at least.
Nigga,
today. Oh, yeah,
be,
yeah.
You don't be
yeah.
plugged in.
No,
nah,
that shit was definitely
real,
2 weeks ago, I think.
Virtual streets called Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
Niggas
called DJ Academics, bro. What do you mean?
You ain't be politicking for real.
How y'all feeling about it?
Nigga, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not talking about that shit again.
Like,
bro, nobody cares. He's a businessman, bro. He's an ex-street nigga that turned businessman that is a whole fucking
it's
mogul
not even about that. I think
philanthropist.
I don't think he was a street nigga. I think he's more so a nigga in the streets doing what he had to do because it's like low-income area type
yes,
shit.
Yes. He was a nigga that trapped. He was not a trap nigga. It's a whole difference.
No,
he wasn't. But
I think he was a gambler.
Like, yeah, I just know, like, I don't think he was a street nigga. I just think he was a nigga that just so happened to grow up in the streets and adapted a lot of that, you know,
yeah,
lifestyle.
He was
shit.
Just a product of his environment.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
And he grew out of that shit, became a businessman. So, 10 years later, niggas found out he snitched, not like Lil Durk or Lil Baby or some shit.
Man, if y'all don't get the fuck off this man,
he's selling QC anyway.
Yeah, so.
$300 million.
But he's still keeping a percentage of it.
Yeah, which is good.
He
so,
keeps a percentage?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't remember.
I don't,
we talked about this
Atlantic
about a month ago.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
But you're still getting a percentage of it. That's still
what
good.
I'm saying.
Yeah, $300 million and you're getting
percentage.
Yeah,
yes.
That's really good.
So who wouldn't snitch? I'm snitching. I'm not no fucking street. Fuck
but that
here.
Was 10 years ago. Yeah. Yeah, that was 10 years ago. Well, it probably, I mean, granted, nah, because, yeah,
nigga,
if he didn't snitch,
he
probably going to die.
Second he got out of jail.
Gangster.
Yeah. I mean,
gangster as fuck.
That nigga,
shit.
He said 10 years. I got rich. I'm finna drop the bag.
Oh
on
God,
head.
Fuck you mean.
I don't blame him.
Think you gonna live to tell the tale, nigga?
Shit, no, this ain't Soulja Boy interview, nigga. Like this ain't DJ Vlad. No.
That's how I shot his ass. Bah. Like
then I ducked over. Looked over around the corner.
Savage, nigga. Y'all
nigga, who? You talking about some real old shit.
BTB,
like,
wait, which story was that?
That was when the nigga was saying, wait, the Boston Richie looking ass nigga. He told his bitch to shoot.
Oh,
yeah,
we've been talking about
yeah.
that.
I'm like,
yeah, but I'm talking about
Okay, hold on.
Yeah,
we already talked about that.
Yeah.
They lit that shit
up, though. Like, straight up. Like, yeah. That's crazy. But we already talked about that shit, though. Yeah. Already did.
Yeah. You tried it.
Yeah.
Nigga, this is just a shooting the shit.
Yeah,
this
we just talking like because we just did a podcast a few days ago, talked about the most relevant shit going on right now, at least, you know, in our spectrum.
This is just right now.
We just
like
shit. We just talking, bro. Just talking about bitches and shit.
Yeah, God, like yo, I can see myself just saying fuck this shit and staying single for about a year, maybe a year and a half, and just chill out on shit. Because I know the only way that I'm really going to move forward or elevate is by not fucking with bitches and not going out and spending money on food.
You're so fucking right. I ain't going to lie. But don't you feel like because you love her, you still going to feel some type of obligation for her?
No.
Like,
I don't give a fuck what you say. You still going to talk to that.
Facts. Like, she going to call you up when she feeling lonely or sad or something. I don't know if she does that or not, but... I'm just imagining that y'all love each other equally.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I have boundaries, too. And this is a part of my boundaries. If you're going to tell me something about myself or if you're going to give me some type of criticism, then I need you to explain that. We've been together for so long.
Yeah.
You should know that. You should know me. Instead of just saying, oh, now you sound like an asshole. Because I'm like, bruh, what the fuck? I'm drunk right now. Like, yo, like, it's 2:00 in the fucking morning on a fucking Saturday. I'm drunk. No, I'm like, bruh, I'm drunk. Do you really think I got the mental energy for all this shit? No, I'm not trying to get into no argument. I'm not trying to do all that shit.
Did you tell her that or are you telling us that?
No, I told her that. I told her that and I'm telling y'all that. Like, yo, I don't have the, like, okay. Like, your opinion of me does not. It doesn't sit here and run my life because I know what the fuck I have to do or I know what I'm doing on the back end. I can't tell everything on the podcast, but you know what the fuck we got going on the back burner.
I mean, sure. Which, but it's not making no money. Like,
of course it's not. I know it's not right now. Let's just keep it real. Yeah, and I'm not saying it is. Like, it's supposed to, like, right now, but I know the
you're saying you got
on the path.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying.
The story is you saying you got other important shit.
Yes, I got other important shit that I'm working towards, which I know is going to pay off in the long run. I know it's
so. Is her argument money? Is that what?
Yeah, basically.
So financially.
Yeah, but it's like, here's the thing about it. You're 7 years ahead of me, which there's no.
Damn.
Yeah.
She's
which
7 years older than
you? Yes. So it's like, listen. I'm not on that on your level just yet. I'm trying to get established and shit. You're still establishing yourself.
Yeah.
Now like 34 establishing
yourself. Yes. Which not saying that. No. Not saying you just nah, because you're not understanding what I'm saying right now.
just nah.
Look, because I'm trying not to say shut the fuck up, because it's like I don't want to do you like that. All right?
Just
sit right there. Just nah. This is a grown folks conversation. But it's like it's the fact of. She's established in a way of, you know, have a car, own spot, apartment type deal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I get that and I see that and I respect it. But like I said, me personally, I could have been had my own shit, but I'm not just thinking about me right now. And I know that's a double-edged sword within itself.
I mean, but at what point do you think about you though?
That's why I'm establishing a whole bunch of shit now. So once I do step out on that and I actually can be full on independent, I got a lot of shit that I can. Wait, I got some cushion room, or at least I have a lot of shit where I can fall back on, and I have skills. Or at
I
least,
mean, I hate to tell you, bro, but this shit may not work out though. Like this,
nigga, I know. Like a lot of shit, nigga.
It's not a great. It's not like a solid fucking backup plan though. Is what
yeah,
I'm saying.
Yeah, I know that. No, I'm talking about like I'm gonna have education as well. Like the piece of paper, that's what I need. Like that's the main.
Are
thing
you talking
that
about
I'm
that?
Focusing.
Yeah.
Like that's like everybody needs stability.
Yeah,
I'm
facts.
Focusing on stability, but this is something that I'm banking on because I know we've gained traction. We have like a platform. The only thing that we're missing are a couple of things. Like that's it, which is coming.
Yeah.
Which is coming very soon. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, I know this is gonna work out. Even if somebody else sit here and says, oh, well, what if this shit doesn't work out? What? Fuck you, because I know it is. And even if it doesn't work out, guess what? I tried. Yeah. And that's
where I'm telling you right now, I put so much fucking work hours and editing the fucking podcast throughout this year and a half, however much it's been. And I know this shit can definitely not pop off. It can.
But it will open other doors, because that's the same shit with the whole Rodney shit.
That's true. Valid point.
Yeah, so I'm like, when you're being very optimistic and realistic, optimistic and realistic about the situation, then you can go anywhere. This shit is going to go far.
You know what? I take that back, though, because one thing that we've been missing is just quality and efficiency as far as editing. But nigga, even with our fucking phone quality, we've been getting invited to VIP, VIPs for clubs.
Yeah,
and shit.
So bro, look, we're working with a whole event curation that's working with MomoCon. We're making an impact. We're making steps to where we're going to be known in the city, or at least have a following, a platform capitalize on that.
You're such a genius.
You know,
we don't really pop our shit or nothing.
I try to be humble, because it's like, once when we really do pop off, we don't even have to sit here and just pop our shit. Like, we know we haven't. Y'all see it. Like, y'all see it. But I ain't gonna lie, just like Gates said, like, sometimes you gotta be like, hey man, we having too much of this shit, man. Like, we have it in this bitch, man. Like, hey man, so shit. But right now,
like, backtrack, like, why is you still in a relationship then?
First of all, I'm single. That's the only reason why I haven't. That's the reason why I've said, I don't know if I'm really not trying to fight for this shit no more. Because it's like, bro, what's the point?
Y'all not even together? Wait, no. So what the fuck is she talking about then?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, wait a minute. I'm going to say it as sincerely as possible. But your car got wrapped up in some dumb shit. Your car got fucked up. Who dropped everything, what they were doing, to come to clean out your car and fix your car up for you? I did. But you tell me financially you don't feel that I wouldn't be there. Technically, I make $3 more than you. What the fuck do you mean?
Nigga, I'm still on y'all not being together. Like, what the fuck we even talking about now?
What the fuck we talking about? We shooting the shit.
Wait a minute, y'all not together?
But this just changes everything.
But it's like I use this as a basis of, okay, this is the person that has my heart. I don't fall in love easily. I'm really numb to the shit for the most part, because I don't like that feeling of being vulnerable and somebody having the power to just hit me in the gut anytime they fucking want to. Like, because, like, a random stranger say some dumb shit. Alright, whatever. You got it. You're not trying to die today.
I think that's everybody, though. You're not alone on that. Like, everybody is afraid of being vulnerable because of, you know, trauma and shit.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm trying to work this out in the way of working through this pain.
I mean, what do you like about her? Or is it just something that you just comfortable? Like, you just been with her for so long, y'all know each other. I mean, is it one of those? Or is it like you genuinely have feelings for her?
It's both. Like, I genuinely have feelings, and, you know, also the time and shit. But I've also been looking back and I've been thinking about it, and I'm like, maybe it's a trauma bond. But it's like, I don't know. I'm literally in a whole gray area where I'm literally just trying to figure that shit out.
Okay.
I'm not saying I have all the answers, and I'm not saying,
I mean,
that,
of course not.
Yeah, like,
it's just, I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, so what are you doing? Like, it just seemed like, bro, she's getting older. I mean, I know it's still kind of a long time away, but soon enough, she's not going to be able to have kids. You getting older. You about to hit 30 soon. And I say soon, like, really soon. Because,
man, shut up. I know.
For 2 years. Shit, that's fast, bro. That shit go. Like, after high school, everything went fast. So, Yeah. Like, at this point, y'all playing. Like, what the fuck y'all gonna do? Nah, I mean, I don't want to sound like an old head, because, you know, old head's why y'all ain't married yet? But I'm saying, like...
Okay, so here...
like, you know, like, look, what you
I'm not gonna...
You wanna fuck bitches, or you wanna be in a relationship?
No, I wanna be in a relationship, but at the same time, I wanna be in a relationship with somebody who we can actually... What's the word? We can complement each other. Okay, all right? Like, we can actually work together and... work or build as a team. And
is she that though?
No,
exactly. So
it's like, yeah, and I really, you know what? I'm just being insane about it. You know, yeah. Let's just call it for what it is.
You know what it is. It's been 4 years.
Yeah, I'm just being insane about it. Just thinking that I can do the same thing with a different approach and thinking I'm gonna get a different outcome. No, I'm not. I'm not gonna get a different outcome. So you know what? You're right. I'm just bullshitting.
Oh God, it's like a complacency thing, and I feel that too, because it's like somebody you can at least talk to, like y'all can relate on certain things.
Yeah,
it's been a long time. You're comfortable with her. Y'all fuck like shit. Like it's, I get it, but
that's like, bro.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Oh God, bro, because that's just a long ass time.
Yes, too. Bro, and it's just like, bro, now it makes you have more emotional baggage, and you don't want to bring that on to the next person.
But technically, you shouldn't have emotional baggage if you don't give a fuck.
He do give a fuck though.
Obviously, yeah, I give a fuck, nigga. If I'm talking about this shit,
I'll just let you know it's showing you give a fuck.
Nigga, okay, one, yeah. I get how you're trying to be like a young lyrical, spiritual miracle right now. I don't know.
No, he's definitely proving a point, though. That's what that was.
Nah, fuck.
And he's right, though. Like, you did just basically contradict yourself and basically explain that you do give a fuck.
Everybody says I don't give a fuck, but you know,
niggas. Everybody. Yeah, it'd be everybody, bitches, but niggas do it the most, to be honest.
Every 3 days.
Yeah, especially around other niggas. Like, man, I don't give a fuck about that bitch. Like, but it's like they like, man, fuck this fucking bitch. Like, I can't believe she fucking nigga.
Fuck.
She probably sucking another nigga dick, nigga.
Bruh, that shit happened. I don't know what I'll do.
I don't know if I can go back. Like, if we break up and like in a few days, like, you remember that video when that nigga was talking to the cop? he's like it's been 10 days and she already fucked another nigga.
Like,
you're a slut. You're a fucking slut. Like, I ain't gonna lie, bro. If it's been like under a week or something like that,
you already fucked another nigga.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That shit done. Yeah.
Like, damn, man. Like, what did I mean to you?
Shit. Yeah, straight up. Like, shit. Man, we talking about heartbreak and shit. First of all, let's go to fucking music picks of the week.
Oh, yeah. I ain't got none.
Hey, I got two of them.
Just to change the subject a little bit, because
we're talking about fucking kind of depressing shit. Yeah, this don't need to be drawn out.
Yeah.
Called Breezy by 4Fry. It's really called Rigged.
I ain't like Breezy as much as I like the other one, though.
And Good on Love.
Yeah, that's my favorite one. Yeah. That shit was hard.
Yeah. Y'all go stream that. Go stream
that. It's not out.
Nah.
Yeah, I played them for him.
Nuts on my rig. They hold their nuts.
What the fuck is Rigged?
Breezy. They said I can't drop it because that
Oh, right, yeah.
Well, yeah, they get some power.
You gotta get it cleared, yeah.
How the fuck did you not know that?
Bro.
How did you not know that?
What the fuck, nigga? How did you not know that? You're not.
Yeah, you're not. You're not.
Exactly. I can't get the Kanye to fuck.
You're not getting that clear. But you could probably get another producer to, like, recreate the beat.
Yeah.
And probably, like, lower the octaves on a fucking Kanye sample. But honestly, I like the other song better. If I'm being completely 100.
Oh, yeah, I got my phone. I can actually look up some music picks.
But music picks of the week, boom. Nostalgic. Nostalgic.
Toxic.
I don't give a fuck about Toosie. Don't give a fuck.
At all.
Don't give a fuck, but I don't give a fuck about that. Nostalgic pick. I'm going to go against the grain on this one. I'm pick two. But the first one is Whoop Rico.
What?
What Rico and break his neck, bro? What Rico break? Bro, everybody down south know about that. It was really the dumbest dance we probably had.
How did dance go?
It was like, I think it. I don't remember shit. This shit like 13 years ago. Like, this is around the Soulja Boy era when everybody's making dances and shit.
I don't know.
I think Soulja Boy was in that music video for What Rico. Yeah. It was the Showstoppers, I think, made that. Or some shit like that. I don't remember. But yeah, I'm picking that just for like nostalgic reasons. Everybody know what that is down here. Unless you a young nigga. And then younger than him, like young nigga. Or green as hell. Like you.
Nostalgic pick, Morris Brown, Outkast.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's some culture, nigga.
Honestly, we can do an Outkast song for the.
But how do you not?
Ooh.
Outkast from Clayco too, ain't it?
No. No.
They from Georgia though.
No. Yeah, College Park. Wait, no, not both of them, but that's what it's like. Yeah.
College Park is from.
Shit.
You're
like a shit.
I'm gonna go with a T-Pain song. I just don't know which one it is.
Oh shit.
For nostalgic.
You really wanna do that?
But I know so many like old songs. I know way more old songs than I know new songs. Like straight up.
Ooh.
That's crazy.
Freeze.
Ooh, nigga, I forgot about Freeze. I forgot, bro. The music video for Freeze was so hard.
So fucking hard, nigga. Yes. What? Girl, I've been waiting all night to see you dance like me. You got such an outfit, I'm trying to dance like me.
Bruh, that song was ahead of his time a little.
Bruh, you a young nigga. Like, yeah. Oh my God, I feel like an old head, dude. No, freeze like me.
Yeah. Wait, you talking about this song? Or?
No, I'm talking about
song. What song you just said?
In the club.
Nah, that's 50. Yeah. Freeze was good as fuck. I forgot about Freeze.
Oh, that's Usher.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Love in the club.
Love in this club. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's still a bopper, though.
It is. Not to me, but it can bop in the club. I can say that.
Yeah.
I never liked it.
Yeah. Would you fuck in a club?
No. What? In a bathroom, probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, in the bathroom, I probably would, but like.
It's so crazy. You go in the club, it'd be so loud. You go in the bathroom. It's so
quiet.
It's quiet, bro.
Yo, look. It was what? You know what? This is a tangent moment.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Shouty just because you already picked Freeze. Freeze is good.
You look like a Shouty.
Shouty. Hey, yeah.
I think. No, that wasn't on Shawty, but that was a different T-Pain song, but that's what it's called.
That wasn't on Shawty?
No. I think that was Plies. Plies, okay. It was Plies and T-Pain on Shawty, yeah.
So, my top three nostalgic picks.
Three? Man, why you always gotta pick more?
Because you did three.
I did two.
Oh, okay, well, shit, two. My bad, nigga.
What's wrong with you?
No.
What Rico and Shawty, motherfucker?
No. Okay, first pick. Second pick. Ooh, this one gotta be a good one.
We still got a modern too.
Okay. Dirty Meth featuring ODB.
Dirty Meth?
Yeah.
Featuring ODB?
Yeah, as in... it's Method Man.
Oh, wow.
Expect the unexpected, motherfucker.
Dun, dun, I never dun, heard dun, that. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. It's like what ODB is like, fuck you, fuck you.
Okay,
fuck
you. I have heard that.
Yeah.
Man.
Fuck you.
That's just.
Yeah, you don't want to ride with dirt. I'm still stuck in coach. Bruh, this nigga said, I can spit one verse and leave in a new Benz, hearse, take a trip down south and put some hoes to work. You hear me? Dirt McGirt, you niggas gonna respect it. I'm drunk and crunk, so don't fuck with my direction. Like, fuck you mean? Like, this nigga was
okay.
Just, yeah, nigga. I'm down to get the whole crew arrested, bail them out, and laugh about it and test it. Yeah.
What? What did you say?
The fuck did you on, shawty?
Outkast tatted up. Nigga, that wasn't
that
Outkast.
That was not.
God. That was Fabo.
Oh my god.
Fabo.
Was he on the song?
There's the door. Get the fuck out.
Wasn't that nigga on the song with Outkast on the song?
I don't think so.
That's why I say Young Thug like kissing on my tattoo.
No, that was not Outkast in any way, shape, or form. I ain't gonna hold you.
Wow.
Because I swear he's on that song. Outkast on that song.
Wow, that's hilarious.
Nah, y'all ain't
fit. Yeah, we are.
Yeah, but
all right, so modern picks.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck you, because you sit here getting music picks wrong and shit, thinking Fabo was Outkast. Like, what type of shit is that? What? Oh my god, that makes it even worse. Like, alright, anyway, so modern picks. I'll go first. Uchi Wally, the Sauce Walker remix. That shit was too hard. Yeah, I said that.
Shit, modern picks is harder, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, you talking about like modern, like
really just like last 10 years?
Oh, okay, so yeah, that's within the. Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, I got another one when you finish.
I forgot what that shit called. It's on CLB, it's a Drake song.
Certified Lover Bear.
Yeah, but it's a song right now. That's fine. Okay. I think it's 7 a.m. in Brittle Path. It's always his like timestamp songs. That's like.
It's like kind of hard the way it's like, damn.
He just really be talking on the beat though. No, nigga, what? No friends in industry. That's my first pick. I'm gonna put 7 a.m. in Brittle Path on the next podcast.
Okay.
But nobody talk about No Friends in the Industry, and that shit was actually really hard. Like,
I gotta listen.
Honestly,
to it.
This album wasn't that bad.
Yebba's Heartbreak.
What?
I said Yebba's Heartbreak.
Where the fuck? I don't even know if I heard this song actually.
Wait, what the it's fuck? Actually an artist named Yebba. She actually hard though. She did a song with
It's weird. It's kinda weird. Drake got a song about her.
Yeah. But you know, he be fucking with the white bitch.
You right. Wow. You definitely right.
Oh god.
Second pick though.
Second pick.
Goddamn.
Baby, won't you fight my way?
So 10 years back, that's like what, 2013?
Yeah.
Shit. I'm gonna go with Two Cups by Young Pappy. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I can honestly respect that.
Yeah. That was a funny ass storyline.
Ooh. Now by Young Thug.
Okay. How does it go? I don't know. What was it on?
The 3-song EP.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, I'm gonna kill anybody.
Yeah.
I got something to do with it.
Yeah, I forgot it was named that, because that name don't really.
Like, dun, 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 dun,
it don't really dun, make sense.
Dun, dun, dun. Used to be Dit now. Out of my jit.
Used to be what now?
I don't know.
I thought you said used to be thick.
We're playing ready. Used to be Master Flex now. I just got a new form. Some jit now. Yeah, that's the hook. All right. Shit hard.
Not feeling that.
He was like, I like hot sauce on my chicken.
That's what he said? I actually hate hot sauce on my chicken, bro.
Nigga. I don't either. I don't like hot sauce.
I don't like condiments like that, actually. I'm not,
I like ranch. I like ranch too. Sauce, yeah. But I just don't like hot sauce like that. But
it
I like hot sauce in my
sauce.
Ranch though. That shit fire.
Hot sauce and barbecue sauce too. Good too.
I never tried that. Yeah, yeah.
I just don't really care for condiments unless it's ranch with nuggets, and it depends on who nuggets, because some people nuggets don't need like condiments at all.
Oh wait, did you ever talk about that proposition with a certain somebody? I'm keeping it like censored and shit.
Oh, to Marcus?
Yeah, asshole.
Yeah, I did that on purpose. Cause
it's like, just
no, I didn't bring it up yet. I didn't bring it up yet. I don't know if I want to do it, or if he even want to be like involved.
That would be the best way for him to be involved, honestly.
Yeah. If you want to do something cool with his friends like that, this is the way to do it. Like, yeah. It's, you know,
this will be the perfect test to see if his pride will get in the way.
Well,
if you miss your friend, just like that.
Straight up.
I ain't saying shit. Fuck you. Fuck all that, nigga. You ain't about to get a bitch ass out of me. Fuck you.
No, but I think it'd be good, though. But, you know, like, it's been like a year now and some change, right?
Yeah, if you stay in your feelings, you was never my boy. That's fucked up.
Yeah, it's been a long time now, bro.
I'm like, nigga, are you really like that fucking butt hurt?
Yes.
Dumb shit.
Yep. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, it is dumb shit, but it is what it is, man.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
All I know is I need somebody that I can talk about fights with, bro.
Right, yeah.
Oh, we didn't talk about the fights. You ain't watched the fucking Devin Haney fight. It's such a casual, bro.
I was watching it last night. We was playing.
Didn't Devin Haney fight yesterday?
Yeah. I think he robbed that.
He got some good combos,
dude,
though.
I think he lost, actually, bro. To be honest. He fought Lomachenko yesterday.
Yeah.
And for sure, Devin Haney was definitely hitting them body shots in the first round.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, in the first few rounds, in the first pretty much half the fight, he was smacking body shots. He landed 50 body shots, which is, like, insane. Lomachenko took all those. But Lomachenko, like, hand speed and, like, combinations, and he can just change angles super fast.
Yes, he had way better footwork.
Yeah, straight up. Devin Haney was much longer. He seemed to be much bigger, too. He looked much bigger than Lomachenko. And just a better,
Haney jab. Got a punchable face. Okay, I'm gonna show
you. He got a big ass nose, though.
That's what I'm saying. It's very punchable.
Yeah,
it's
I ain't trying to get beat up, though.
Nah, I ain't trying to get beat up either, but you know.
The money team. Money team come out here and beat our ass. I think Javante Davis.
He'll whoop his ass straight up. Yeah, he's way more powerful, way more agile, and
accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah, real talk. Yeah. but, because I think Devin Haney is much more defensively responsible than Ryan Garcia, though. Ryan Garcia, you even saw when he got dropped. He threw the left hook 3 times in a row.
That's like, bro, why would you throw that shit three times?
3 times. And you just gave him enough time to calculate, time it, and boom, drop your ass.
Literally. That, it was a ghost. It was like a ghost drop, nigga.
Yeah. Bro, you talking about the body shot. No, yeah. The body shot was a ghost drop. I'm talking about when he dropped him with a hook to the face and, like, I think it was like the third round or whatever it was. Yeah. He threw that left hook 3 times and got caught because he was able to download that shit. Ryan Garcia got exposed that night. I think Devin Haney is a much, well, not probably not by light years or nothing like that, but I think he's better than Ryan Garcia and more defensively responsible. And he's long and big as fuck. Like, pretty fucking big.
Yeah.
So. I do too.
Oh, yeah,
but
most definitely.
Javante Davis also gets hit, and you know what? Devin Haney got pillow hands, so he not dropping Javante Davis
at all.
Like, he don't drop anybody. So like,
I'm like, does this nigga have knockout? Like, I know he has like
he got
he's
knockouts
undefeated.
For sure, but like, it's not like
he undefeated.
Yeah.
Yeah. He should have lost yesterday, but he 30-0. Yeah.
He can take a loss? No.
Yeah.
No. No, they're not going to do that. He's a part of the money team. No.
He was literally just talking about the fight last night. He was like, well, that's the problem with young fighters. Is like Floyd Mayweather kind of set the standard that being undefeated is being great. So like the management and whatever and the fans and, you know, the fighters don't want to take the fights that's hard or that we need to see because everybody's afraid of losing their O and not being in the same conversations as people like Floyd. And so he's talking like he would take that fight.
Yeah, he wants to take that fight, but his team is telling him no.
His management is like, bro, we ain't doing that.
Yeah, you like, fight I'm a like nigga, you think you about to, nah.
Like, nigga, just you barely won fight. Against Lomachenko, nigga. Yeah,
like, you just sit there and do your little boxing shit and let us do what we do over here, okay? Like, that's what they're saying to this nigga. Like, is she talking about?
Like, you stay your bitch ass in the gym and let us worry about this shit, nigga.
Like, damn, you just do the whole heavy bag shit, alright?
Make some fucking Instagram reels, my nigga.
Yeah, do some fucking La cardio, alright? Go run some laps, alright? Straight up, shit.
That is how boxing management is like, bro. It's sad because we need to see those fight. We need to see fucking what's his name? He's another prospect, Shakur Stevenson. We need to see him up against someone. He's fucking. Let's see him against Ryan Garcia. Goddamn.
Yeah.
They still talk about Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali got losses. They still talk.
There's a lot of great boxers that got hella losses.
But the standard was just like Floyd, wait, just like Haney was saying.
Yeah, Floyd set that standard of being undefeated.
Once you change the standard, it's hard to go back. To, exactly. Because
Mike Tyson was talking about that. He's like, I don't think Floyd Mayweather is great just because he's 50 and 0.
Yeah, he's not.
There was boxers in my era that was 130-5. Does that make them even? Does that make them worse than him?
Like, because if you really want to look, all right, let's be objective here. Let's be objective here. Realistically, now we're just gonna go ahead and switch over to barbershop talk because this is really like barbershop talk.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Like, basically, yeah. Boxing so, talk, yeah.
In the box. But realistically, who is it? Canelo can beat Mayweather at his prime now. If they got into the ring, I know Canelo could beat him. Or if not, he would primes, rock his ass.
If they both in their like primes, right no, now. That's dead.
What? No. What?
No.
What?
Floyd.
No, but you got to think about it. No. I'm saying like how they are like now. Like right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Well, Canelo, he's in his prime now.
Yeah, he's basically in his prime. He at the end of his prime, but he basically in his prime. He just lost up against Bivol, which... He kind of looked bad. Well, he actually just fought again that nobody knew about, which is why our boxer promotion is fucking trash. Because nigga Canelo fought 2 weeks ago.
I did see that. Yeah.
I'm like, what, nigga? He just fought. He fought some bum though. He beat his ass like really bad. Yeah, but
It was just a cash grab.
That's what boxing is, and that's kind of why I like MMA more than boxing. But right now, of course, Canelo would beat. Floyd. That's why Floyd not taking those fights. He's fucking fighting Deji, nigga. He's fighting fucking Comedy Shorts Gamer on YouTube, nigga. Like,
it's like that. I just feel like that's some bullshit. I need
bro,
to see.
He's 40 something, bro. Like, or 50 probably now. Why the fuck he fight Canelo?
Canelo, because it's Canelo, man.
Yeah, Canelo like 35, bro. He's still
fuck his ass. He'll fuck his old ass.
Like, straight up,
yo, fuck you up, no, nigga. He's like, so stop talking shit. Fuck you, me. Like, but, actually, I mean, wait, what's that shit? What's that shit that boxers get, or, not boxers, but football players get, like, in the head?
CTE?
Yeah, he'll knock that CTE early, nigga. Fuck you talking about?
Floyd was so good at not getting hit in his career, though. He probably don't have much CTE. Straight up. If they were both in their prime, Canelo was gonna beat the fuck
up. I might not know how to read, but I know how to gamble.
Yeah. So I seen this meme that me. I don't know how to read, but I know how to count. Yeah, now nah, he'll fuck Canelo ass up, dead ass. Yeah, he mastered that shit, bro.
Yeah, like the Philly shell. I'll give him that.
His defense.
Since he was like four or some shit?
I know it was a young age. I don't know the age, though. But yeah, he definitely fucked Canelo ass up in their primes.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
But who else do you think would take on Floyd now, like, as a boxer?
At Floyd's weight? Yeah. I don't really think. I don't know. Floyd is really good. Like, bro, Floyd is really fucking good.
Yeah, I'm not taking I'm not taking away from his talent and his defense. Like, because he got both defense and offense.
I think Gervonta Davis would probably give him some problems. Even though he was trained. Yeah, I think so.
It's just if he doesn't have water weight on him, I think that wouldn't take. I don't think that would take away from his power, but that would take away from his mobility because he's used to being at that weight.
I just think Gervonta Davis is so precise that
He may not have a high output on Floyd, but he will have Floyd guessing, and he's going to land on Floyd.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to catch him with that. Yeah.
If he land on Floyd, it's probably night-night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or like if 50, not, right? That nigga's going to get raw.
Yeah, yeah. But honestly, it's not that many people, I think, give Floyd problems, but Floyd is really good straight up. Like, his defense, and defense wins fights. His defense is fucking superb. Yeah,
it's immaculate.
Against some of the fastest punchers, nigga. Yeah. Sugar Shane Mosley is super fast.
Yeah, that was a really good fight.
Bro, Sugar Shane Mosley got some fucking crackhead energy. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, no offense or nothing, but his speed is just crazy. Like, yeah, and Floyd is still dodging those. Like,
I'm like, bro, how?
No.
Hell nah. Just comparing him by that weak ass little hook that he got, then
I can see that because Sugar Shane Mosley's like hook was good. But no, I've seen comparisons to Oscar De La Hoya, if anything, which
I can. Okay, I don't get that either. It's only because he's Mexican.
Yeah.
And I ain't even being racist here, but look, this is barbershop talk, all right?
So yeah, y'all know what it is.
Yeah, oh, God. But yeah, it's just because he's Hispanic. Like, yeah, I kid you not.
I wouldn't understand it any other way.
It's part of Viva la Mexico. Look, but what I would say,
these dudes need to fight each other, bro. That's why boxing fucking sucks. And the promotion is fucking ass. And I get it, because UFC kind of monopolizes the whole business. So
They management, know how to be,
promotion, all that shit. They put on the fights, the matchmakers, all that shit. Nigga, it's super easy for them to, I guess, promote in the way that they do. But boxing, bro, you don't even know about the biggest names who are fighting up until it's the day of.
Yeah, I was about to say, I didn't even know Devin Haney was fighting, so Aunt Cameron said, Justin, put the fight on my phone.
Bro, I didn't know until the day before. I'm like, oh, all shit, right, Devin Haney fight? Or the day of. I'm like, damn, Devin Haney fighting? Oh,
yeah, that's what y'all lacking at, like, honestly.
Yeah, the promotion is fucking... And he's fighting Lomachenko. It's not like he's fighting a no-name. He's fighting somebody that's, like, really good, too.
Yeah. He's Viva de Mexico as well, right?
No, he's Ukrainian, I think. That's how you say that? He's from Ukraine.
Yeah. Oh, Viva la Vodka.
Bro, he definitely arguably... What? He definitely arguably... won that fight, though. It was a close fight, but judges, for it to be a unanimous decision, that's just crazy.
They paid off.
Yeah. Lomachenko actually just got back from fighting, serving his country in Ukraine.
Oh,
I think that was his first fight back or something.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, his next fight, he gonna dog that nigga. Like, whoever he fights, he's gonna dog
that. But he's 35, and he's been fighting really long. I don't know if... I think he kind of passed his prime.
He might, you know, take some steroids.
What?
Why not?
I don't know. They do boxers take steroids? Is there? Do they? I don't know if it's like UFC where you get drug tests outside of camp.
Yeah, I don't think they do drug testing outside of camp. I think it's just before fights and shit like that, or like weigh-ins. So
why would they even be like? You know, why would they even be?
They can hit him with the juice before he gets in the ring.
Nah, that wouldn't. I don't think it would be effective enough yet. But why would they even have a commission and have somebody to sign off on these fights if they're not drug testing? So of course they do. But
yeah,
I know UFC is year round. Like, if you're not fighting, you still getting drug tests. They're gonna show up to your house requesting piss samples. Like, it's really like,
damn,
that.
They don't even let you like pass for weed.
No, weed is fine outside of camp. Okay. Like, a bunch of things is fine outside of camp. Even when John Jones tested positive for coke one time outside of camp, that's fine.
Yeah, because it gets off the system in like a couple of days. Yeah,
yeah, they don't care about that stuff.
As long as it's not performing enhancing.
Or signs of steroids, like a low testosterone or high estrogen or whatever fuck, you know, whatever fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something that'll fuck you up biologically.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, that's crazy, but they show up anywhere you at. Like, wow. Nigga, you could be anywhere. You could be out with your family.
Like, hey,
dinner. Say, yeah, we need you to, you know, like, you know what time it is. Like, come on.
What? I ain't even got a piss yet. I got a shit, but I ain't even got a piss yet. Like, what?
Invasion of privacy, like, to the max, though. Like,
that's worse than probation.
Facts. Facts, nigga. Like, damn.
Like, you in Rio. Nah,
it's probably not worse than probation. I ain't gonna lie. Because at least you can smoke weed.
Yeah, like, and you can leave out the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. You and
they still gonna find your ass.
You in Tokyo. All right, yeah. Like, they gonna have some niggas karaoke in Tokyo. Shit. They'll be like, hey.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
You know what it is.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's have a conversation. Put the dick in the cup.
That's crazy. Put the dick in the cup. Yeah. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm the pushing man, nigga. Okay, I know that.
Okay. Like, that it was a good song, though. Like, shout out to all the pusher mans out there.
I got coke, I got weed, I got everything you need. I'm your pusher man. Push.
Yeah, but I ain't got nothing to start
by.
Yeah, that
could be an outro.
You know, hit all my social medias in the description below. As always, of course, shout out to the sponsor, yes, SSO, sir. And the SSO podcast, and the code when you
check out.
Yeah. Fucking brain farting. And yeah, man.
Yeah.
Check out my stream.
On God.
Also in the description.
Yeah. Follow me on Instagram. You know, all social media handles down below. And we appreciate y'all for messing with the podcast. This has been a lackluster day, but hey. This is just, you know, genuine conversation. So we appreciate y'all for just fucking with it. Like, yeah. But other than that, we are gone.
I'm the Scatman. Scooby-Doo.